This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm almost embarrassed to focus on news that's about Infowars. It was a distraction. But there's a form of alchemy where you can take their distraction and use it not as a teaching moment, but just as an example of what congenital liars these people are and how their tactics work, and then have it boomerang back on them. Plus, if we don't defeat each lie as it comes at us, it scores, and then we fall. And I kind of have this attitude of not caring what they do to me. And that's a balance. But, man, now they're saying that the woman, that when he wouldn't give the microphone back, that Jim Acosta was assaulted by the woman. First they said he didn't grab it away and push her and grab it away, because he pushes her away and then grabs it away and then grabs it away again. Now they're saying she assaulted him, is what the video shows, and they show the exact video. It's like this. It's like in 1984. O'Brien, the inner party member, is torturing one of their propagandists, Winston Smith, just because they're jealous of him and he's smart. He's actually a smart guy, so they want to kill him. It's a form of human sacrifice. And he explains it to Winston. He's like, it's because you are smart and really cool, dude. We're going to torture the hell out of you, make you brain dead, and we're sick people. We're not making a world that's better, Winston. We're making a world that's worse. That's the whole eugenicist globalist operation. So he holds up two fingers after torturing for like 6 months, and he finally sees whatever O'Brien wants. You see 10, you see 20, and he goes, oh, I get it now. I'm totally insane. He goes, yes, now your mission is complete. We'll let you drink some gin and watch TV for a while, and then we're going to burn you up and kill you. He says, thank you. And then that's what this is. This is all an exercise of he pushes her away, he pulls back. We're not saying it's assault. According to Democrats, it is. We show the footage, and they say it's fake. Well, now they've gone, oh, my God, the public hasn't bought that. So it's not just The View. It's coming in that, okay, she assaulted him. And then they show the exact footage, thinking you have no memory minute to minute to minute. And with five women on the scene, they create this artificial consensus idea that all five women, they're authority figures, they're on TV. They say now she should be fired. She assaulted him. Acosta is making big scene, won't go away. It's her job to get the mic. She reaches for it. He grabs it away, pushes her back. I mean, according to Democrats, this is like gang raping, what he did. This is like murdering. I'm not saying it is. It's just still uncouth and unorderly and bad. But this is how they operate. And this is the subject we're talking about, instead of the new attorney general and all the huge things that are happening. Let's go ahead and play the clip of The View here in a moment, because this is ridiculous. Here it is.
When I saw that, I mean, I learned very early on that what I saw was a battery, not by Jim Acosta, but by the young White House aide.
Yeah.
When you are holding something, if I may,
yeah,
if you're holding something and you snatch this from me, this cup is now an extension of me. And that means you've battered me. Mm. You've assaulted me.
So you're blaming the woman in this.
Very,
you're blaming the woman for her God.
Wow. So the footage isn't fake now. No, it's her attacking. Oh, mom.
A battery.
I'm telling you
what the law is. 2 + 2 = 4.
So we should get her arrested for battery.
I'm telling you what the law is.
Clearly. I mean, that is exactly what I'm telling you what the law is.
Hold on. Finish the...
I'm telling you. I'm telling you what the law is.
You better arrest her. I mean, you better go arrest her for battery.
Stop, Megan. Go ahead.
I think what's terrible is that the White House...
We need to arrest her. So ABC, The View calls, that's your real headline, ABC News, The View calls for the arrest of woman manhandled by Acosta. Change the headline, please. ABC News, The View, ABC's The View calls for arrest of White House aide manhandled by creepy Jim Acosta. So now the footage is real. It's not fake. But it's an assault by her. Yeah, these women really care about women's rights, just like Hillary does. That's why she represented rapists and pedophiles.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We have pulled Excalibur.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Born and bred to take on tyranny. Sworn to avenge. Hell to pay. Committed. Ready. 100%. Thankful. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Got great, amazing guests in studio coming up. You don't want to miss. So much more is going on. But if you just joined us, I just played The View. They're not, and other channels are saying this. They're not saying that Jim Acosta didn't assault the White House aide when she tried to get the microphone back. They're now saying she assaulted him and are calling for her arrest. Man, these people have reached next level BS. That's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Let's talk to a caller on this subject. Let's talk to Brandon in Georgia. Again, we got all this huge stuff happening, but so illustrative that we show HD video, we zoom in on it to show it up close, and they say that's hoaxing when everyone in the world could see 10 different camera angles of the same thing. What are they thinking, Brandon?
Hey, I don't know what they're thinking, but I know Jim Acosta is the reason that I do the InfoWars Army. And, it's my first time calling. If I'm a little...
It's all right, Brad.
It's because I'm nervous.
No, I was on this subject, and I saw you were talking about Jim Acosta and CNN. But, I mean, why do they tell lies like this? What is the point? Acosta should have said, hey, she grabbed at me. It was reflex to push back at her. The reason we're doing it is they said that Corey Lewandowski basically murdered a woman by barely pushing her hand away when she grabbed him.
Right,
it's not a big deal. It's okay. You guys got in a little bit of a thing. The point is, by their yardstick, this is like dropping hydrogen bombs on babies. And so now they said we lied about it, but now they're saying, no, she needs to be arrested. Arrest the woman when the man overpowers them. That's The View. I appreciate your call, Brandon. God bless you. I understand you're nervous. It's okay. We'll let you call back. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead. We got a new acting attorney general, and the deep state has launched 900 Antifa groups swearing to go to people's houses and intimidate them. Antifa, again, is just a cover group for the deep state and actual assassination teams the deep state is looking at actually using. But the real assassination teams are watching those teams, so this could be a very explosive moment in history, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, truth, there's truth and there's error. Truth mixed with error is still error. So, first of all, with this QAnon thing, those of us who were kind of sucked in by it need to have the humility to understand that we need to learn from this. I mean, that's sort of my opinion on that. And on the other thing, I think this Acosta thing, you're trying to keep this in the news cycle, you know, as a big distraction, basically from all the stuff that's going on and all, you know, and Trump going on offense so aggressively.
Oh, I totally agree. The whole show should be Trump's on offense, his new AG, who is he, what has he said, why are they sending out 900 Antifa teams to harass people when I've already predicted that's the precursor for the real physical attacks, which means they may be preparing to kill the president.
Correct. I agree with that. And, you know, is there a way to juxtapose the video of Lewandowski with the Acosta video and sort of push that out there, you know, because whenever they act completely ridiculous, you know, it's obviously acceptable. And then now that they're kind of trying to flip the script and charge this woman with assault on Acosta, I mean, it's just, the good news is I really think the same people that are left in this world are not buying any of this, you know?
Well, that's it. And I'm not even mad at The View. I'm ashamed as an American that we have a show with like 8 million viewers or whatever, 5 million viewers, depending on the day, saying this woman assaulted him. We're not even saying that he assaulted her. We're just saying that he's lying. He did push on her, and he did grab at her. It's just there's no – again, they will drop women like an old shoe. These so-called feminists do not care about women. They want to control you. I care about women. I care about men. I care about black people, white people, everybody. I love everybody. I mean, I don't like virtue signal. I got three daughters. I saw the media put out reports saying Jones says his daughters can't have professional jobs. Never said that. I hope my daughters become rocket scientists or the president. But this is what they project on us. God bless you, Chris. Good points. We're in a civil war right now. Okay? And I said this on air, not just from my own research, but from intel, that the Antifa groups publicly work for Soros and work for Holder in the deep state, and that they want them to get demonized, actually. They don't know they're part of this, to go out to people's houses and identify them so they can later kill who they want and blame Antifa if they decide to decapitate Trump. And so the fact that they're now doing this and going to everybody's houses and by the night, because these cowards always show up at night, 900 targets. They're hitting 900 targets directed by MoveOn.org, who's the main funder of that. You guessed it. Mr. Rottenface, George Soros. So it's on, folks. This is it. Trump's dropping the hammer. Everybody wanted it. You got it. And Sessions is gone, and we were right. He was bad. Boom! Deal with it. Obviously, they're going to try to infiltrate our movement. Obviously, they're going to try to discredit the real patriots. They did it with QAnon. So don't listen to the next magic bot that doesn't have skin in the game, that hadn't been around 20 years, that has no track record. All we've got's a track record of delivering. And it's not about being up here going, oh, look, we delivered, we're right, we're so smart. It's about, dude, they're trying to destroy us because we're sending the truthful signal. We're broadcasting the coordinates of victory. And if people just get that, it's over for them. If our talking points go mainstream, which is starting to happen, it's over for the globalists. Mega banks, tax exempt, with diplomatic immunity, and all the rest of us are poor. And the elites say we're obsolete. That doesn't sound like a very good sales plan. You're all scum. You're idiots. We're going to steal your money and then kill you. My political ideology is not trying to be part of the elite, because you're not elite. I get around these globalists, I feel empty inside. I get around average real people, I feel strong. So it's a pleasure. It's like Tony Montana when they say, okay, we'll get you a green card if you kill this communist. He goes, I'll kill a communist for free. And he does. And I'm the same way. It's like, this is a pleasure. I mean, it's a pleasure to die for freedom. I don't want to die. I want to live forever. The point is, it's a pleasure. You give me a green card, I'll carve him up real nice. See the difference? I want to defeat them. I kill the communists for fun. For a green card, I'm going to carve him up real nice. Let's take another phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Arkansas. Chuck, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan, first-time caller.
God bless.
And since we got a new AG, how about if we have some new policy, a second special counsel to finally go after all of the criminal behavior by the Democrats?
Oh, I say go on the total. I said this. Trump must go on a total warpath, a total crusade. They did it with all made-up crap. They are the real colluders. They're the real foreign influence. They're the censors. Go thermonuclear. You have the executive. Annihilate or be annihilated.
Well, he should also go after special tech or high tech with all the meddling they did in this election and all the deplatforming. I mean, just we've got 2 months before they bring in the new crew.
Oh, don't worry. They're activating their terror teams because Trump's taking the gloves off, brother. That's why I'm saying everybody better get ready.
Do you think he's going to do that? You know, is he?
He's going to do it all and more. He gave them the path.
I hope so.
He gave them the path of backing off and getting out of the way. Now they've chosen the path of pain. Now they've chosen the path of war. And guess what? Those that know war don't want war. But when war comes, we wage war. War is now coming into orbit. Mars is here. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Thank you, Chuck. God bless. Stay with us.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you know him. He's Alan Schroeder. He's riding shotgun with us. And Michael Graves, I've been a big fan of for decades. Former Misfits lead singer and has sold out shows across the world. Got canceled in England because he dared tweet Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones tweets. He's riding shotgun with us. You guys are doing a flag laying ceremony this weekend. But out of the gates, so I was literally during the break to even talk to you guys. Front and center. All this stuff going on, Antifa going to folks' houses, Soros saying go to everybody's houses, 900 of them, they're talking about violence, killing Republicans, killing Trump. They're so scared of this new AG. You've got Ginsburg breaking her ribs, and so they say she could be gone in a month or two. I mean, she looks like the Crypt Keeper. Just everything, it seems, is accelerating. It's like a quickening. What would you call it?
I think it's exactly, it's a quickening. I mean, for people that have been paying attention, like myself, we've seen that this is all culminating exactly as you've said it would culminate. It's been building to this, and it's dangerous out there. It's crazy out there.
Exactly. I don't even feel like I should also, it's always so crazy. I feel like I can't even be on air. It's like, it feels weird to even talk about it. Like it's about action.
No, I agree, Alex, but a certain level, I'm not surprised by any of it. I mean, if you light a stick of dynamite, it's going to blow up. I mean, you know, so this was inevitably going to happen at some point in time. I'm just honestly stunned. I mean, we've seen the lengths that the fake news would go to. We've seen the lengths that the left will go to lie and deceive. This is truly next level. I mean, this is beyond. I mean,
they say we faked the video of Acosta.
That's what I'm saying. So you're basically at this point assuming that you can play the same video, the exact same video twice and say, see, that one's doctored. It's literally the same video. And I don't know if they're that stupid on The View. I don't know if they assume their audience is that stupid. I don't know what it is.
Michael, what's going on? You're a showman. You're a smart guy at the top of your game. What is this attempt just to see? It's like a mind control test.
It's look at the left hand as the right hand is doing something else. The left and the progressives that are paying attention to this, they clearly see what reality is and what happened with Jim Acosta. But then you have all their other minions, these crazy women on the View say, oh, now it was Jim Acosta that got roughed up. And then everyone on the left goes, yeah, that's what happened. I seen it. Yeah.
Paul, and it's the same video they were just saying is fake.
Right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're about to activate their Antifa thugs or whoever else. I mean, you can put whatever name you want on it. Violent leftists. They're about to activate them. We saw it at Tucker Carlson's last night. It's only going to get worse. So behind the scenes, they're up here trying to protect their corrupt establishment government. And they've got these people so brainwashed, they don't even understand how they're literally foot soldiers of the most criminal cabal in world history. The world has shrunk thanks to technology. These are the greatest criminals in world history, Alex. Mueller, the Clintons, the Obama administration's crimes. These are the biggest criminals, George Soros, in world history.
People ask, why is it so crazy, Michael? Because they keep getting away with it. And if you read like crime books or historical criminology, a psycho may kill 10, 15 people and do it all perfectly, but then he wants to start getting caught. So he starts sending letters. He starts getting drunk while he's killing people. And finally gets caught with three dead bodies in the back of the car. They've gotten to the point where it's just insane. Like, they fund these huge caravans, they're smashing the borders, and then they go, no, no caravan exists.
again, what's happened is all of these people that have been put in this bubble. And again, why InfoWars is being taken off the map in silence, so that stream of consciousness, the truth that you need for your eyes to be open and see, is those people are shut away from it. They're taken away from the light.
They don't want
taken
that confirmation.
Away from the truth.
That they exactly want to show you two of the same videos and say one's a lie and have you think you're crazy. They don't want anybody there to like say, no, you're right. That's the same video.
But this is like, I mean, this is really a spiritual battle, Alex. I don't know how else to explain this. I even had a friend of mine send me a text like, now you guys are editing videos to make people look bad. And I'm just like, how do you fall for this? There is a spiritual frequency right now between good and evil, and you're tuned in to either one. You cannot miss it anymore. There's no middle ground. You're either on the frequency of good or you're on the frequency of evil. There's no middle ground. There's no open spaces. It's all clear.
Or versus good and evil. How about sane, insane? Like, well, I don't even know.
That's part of that. That's just one element of the frequency. But I just look at this. Of course, it's all a distraction for what's going on behind the scenes. They don't want people to know that behind the scenes, Trump is actually trying to put a bunch of child traffickers in jail that have been running governments.
He's been doing it.
Yeah. And you just had actually a bust here in Texas. They arrested 75 people. They saved 5 victims.
Mainstream media goes, oh, Trump claims they're busting, even though they're up like 1,000%. There is no child trafficking. Michael Graves, let me ask you this. What do you think the globalists, their minions, do next? They seem so scared now. We've got a new AG who, 2 months till they try to confirm him. Trump's got to move now, but they are so scared. Gut level, what do you think they're going to pull next? Because they've already gone to, you know, level 11, like spinal tapping crazy.
I think the rats are cornered. They know that they're cornered. And it's absolutely terrifying, Alex. What happened to Tucker Carlson this morning is they were trying to bust in the door. Can you imagine that?
But think about this. I'd go crazy.
That's what I'm saying. The same response.
Yes, kids.
The same response, honestly, in that situation, the same response is to shoot those people. And I'm sorry, and they're going to say on Media Matters that I'm calling for violence. No, I'm not. If someone comes to your house and is threatening your family, it is a human instinct to kill.
Well, they're all around knocking down part of the door, saying we know where you sleep, and it's his wife alone. The night before, reportedly, it's in the news, but they've talked about it before, their kids were alone there. They went out to dinner. What if your kids are alone? There's like 40 people banging on your windows and saying, we're going to get you. We know you're in there. I mean, the normal thing is either hide or attack.
Well, they're just going to keep doing it, Alex.
Well, what would have happened if Tucker was there and the guy tries to knock his door down and Tucker would have kicked his ass?
But see, that's what they want.
Yes.
See, they want someone to shoot one of these
people. So what you're saying, Michael, is they're going to escalate.
Absolutely. I mean, look, they're saying that Paul Joseph Watson's edited this video when clearly anyone that has eyes can see that it isn't. So now when it escalates to violence, they're kicking in someone's door and someone's defending themselves or some sort of confrontation on the street and it goes down. What do you think they're going to say? They're going to blame us. They're going to blame the Patriots because all they have to do is say, oh, yeah, this phone is green. And they go, yeah, the phone's green. And they believe it.
That's like, you've got a huge, you know, long blue hair. You don't. Right.
No, I heard it.
I don't have a beard.
Has beautiful blue hair.
I heard it on CNN. Graves has long blue hair.
True.
And so, and they
CNN
also
said so.
And CNN also said you must kill people with blue hair. So now I know what to do.
And if you don't, believe us, you're crazy.
But that, see,
you should be locked up.
This is the sad part, and this is why the restraint conservatives have and Republicans have is so key, Alex. I mean, they already tried to kill Steve Scalise and other Republicans in the baseball.
Broke Rand Paul's ribs.
Yeah, Rand Paul's been attacked multiple
times. Threw hot coffee on me.
They confront these people in restaurants. They are pushing. They are pushing for someone to fire the first shot. Thank God conservatives have restraint. Thank God we aren't retaliating with the actual force that we should be retaliating with.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it's just American versus globalist. This country's under attack. Michael Graves is our guest. We also have Owen Schroyer in here in the studio with us. So much more coming up. Matt Bracken as well, and your phone calls. Whatever you do, share these live links.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the new acting attorney general for at least 2 months. He's already said, day one, that he is not going to recuse himself from the fake Russiagate investigation as if he's involved in it. And he's not going to take congressional subpoenas to the president because it's a separation of powers. And he says Hillary should be indicted from all the evidence he's seen. Meanwhile, the InfoWars White House pipeline is alive and well, says Media Matters. You type in InfoWars.com, Alex Jones, Paul Watson, it's on every channel. Again, it's the boldness to say that we put a fake video out of Jim Acosta, which is a distraction from everything, but then it's how bold they are to simultaneously say that we put out a fake video, but then to also have other channels, like you said, The View, saying that, oh, actually, she assaulted him. This is really weird. This is bizarre. Let's get into the Attorney General and then go to some calls, but also this. What do you think the method here is? It's just they just lie?
Well, I think that as spirits of good are rising, the spirit of evil is going to lash out. And that's basically what you're seeing, Alex. I mean, as the demons are getting exposed, they're exposing themselves as demons. I mean, nobody in their right mind watches that video of Jim Acosta and says, oh my gosh, he just got battered by that young girl who weighs like, what, 90 pounds? I mean, give me a break.
And it's her job. He won't give the mic back. You're supposed to take it.
You can tell, like, her face, she's stunned. She's
but here's the issue. It's the 1984 deal. They're saying it's fake. Now they're playing it saying it's real.
But let's remember, Jim Acosta has been acting like a petulant child during these White House briefings for almost 2 years. So he's been trying to get banned. He's been intentionally acting like a jackass to try to get banned. So he finally got what he wanted, acting like an immature jackass, and Trump finally did what he had to do and ban him. But you notice how small Jim Acosta is. He'll hit that woman trying to grab the microphone, but when Trump steps away from the podium, he folds like a cheap tent.
Oh, that's part of the video, too. Like, he's so scared of Trump when Trump starts walking towards him, he, like, hides.
Yeah, he folds like a cheap tent. But the 90-year-old girl...
Here, you know, since we keep talking about it, for radio listeners, they can't see all this, infowars.com/show. Let's play the unedited HD from C-SPAN and off our satellite for TV viewers. Radio listeners, obviously you've seen it all, but here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
Waving foreign flags.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, Daji? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds of miles away.
Waving foreign flags.
That's not an invasion.
Attacking police.
Throwing rocks at helicopters, saying that they're coming to take...
Hit pause real quick. Back to something in seconds. I want you to make that point. It's the same gaslighting, though. No, he never touched the girl. She assaulted him now. It's all on video, the opposite. And now there's no migrant caravan. There's no... I mean, what is... These people... You know what is... They're crazy. Jim Acosta believes he controls reality, and that's why CNN, everybody hates him. Because they are the gold standard of fake news, Mr. Graves.
Lies, 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 just lies. That whole exchange was just lies. It's not an invasion. It's a migrant caravan. It's
not coming. It's hundreds of miles away.
Right. It's not.
They're not climbing fences.
My fist isn't coming. It's like
right. They're not climbing walls. There's just video showing them climbing walls. They're not throwing rocks at helicopters. They're just throwing rocks at helicopters
and police and police
and saying that they're coming to confront the police and that they want in. They don't want to be Americans. They don't want to come in here.
Because they were handpicked by the UN and Soros at those camps. Exactly. So this is what CNN's doing. No one watches them. They're being disruptive. So if Acosta goes, the sky's not blue at high noon, we all debate it with them. I think that's their final deal. But the problem is, as long as they're at the White House briefings, they can keep doing this.
Well, and that's why Trump finally gave him the boot. Long overdue. Long overdue.
And then Fox News, can we cue that up? I keep going back to this, not because it's about us. It's the top story, not the mass shooting, not the AG fired. I go out there. The top story in the country is that we faked this video. On my children, we did not. Paul Watson put a clip up and zoomed in on it, which is normal. But that's not why I don't even care about me. What Twilight Zone episode am I in where we're at the center of the top news again, and they're saying something that openly happened didn't happen, and then here's even Fox News acting like we made it up. Here it is.
The White House Correspondents Association, however, making it clear that they do not support this decision. The Correspondents Association strongly objects to the Trump administration's decision to use U.S. Secret Service security credentials as a tool to punish a reporter with whom it has a difficult relationship. Revoking access to the White House complex is a reaction out of line to the purported offense.
To the super clown, Jim Acosta.
Unacceptable.
Now, here's the good part.
Yeah, I think it's a misstep on the part of the White House to claim that Jim Acosta was laying his hands on this young intern who tried to take the mic away. The contact was very incidental. I also think it was a misstep for Sarah Sanders to tweet out a doctored video put out by InfoWars, the Alex Jones conspiracy site, that kind of made it look more aggressive than it was.
The conspiracy site, as he spreads a conspiracy about a doctored video. That's what you get on Fox News. That's why people are waking up to who Fox News really is. They never cared about you being
But it's the defending Acosta, like you said, is this rabid clown who runs around all day everywhere doing this, and then now the girl's the bad person.
My mind is blown. I know that we're going to break here, but this is all over the news. This is the top story. Meanwhile, the truth is, it's demonstrable that violence is happening. We are on the cusp. Like you said, there's 900 people have been doxxed. Their addresses are out there. These people are being activated.
They're activating.
They're being activated, and they're coming for us.
But let's be clear. As they want to sit here and point the finger saying, you doctored this video, you're the worst, you're fake news, they all willingly went along with fake rape allegations. Three women came out and admitted they made up rape allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. They've said nothing.
And all three were literally interviewed and said, don't indict me. I mean, he's a Republican. He's bad. It's a tactic to, in front of his wife and kids, say he raped the living hell out of me.
On days like these, Alex, I just sit back and I say, God's in charge. There's nothing I can do.
No, I agree, but here's the answer. Acosta and all these people have gotten away with lying so long that they think it's going to work again. And since the lie doesn't work, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again that doesn't work. Now they're just getting... So let me ask you this, Michael. How far does it go?
As far as we'll let them go. But I think that they're going to go as far as they can. They're going to jail. You know, I mean, they know that the crimes that they've committed, they know at the highest levels what's coming up against them. But again, it's the apathy of a lot of patriots. It's the apathy that is going to get us rolled over. We have to stand up. We have to push back against the lies.
That's what Ted Nugent said yesterday. He said, we got to not get violent. We got to get aggressive.
Right.
And back in their face right now.
But I truly believe that we could avoid a hot war in the near future if the police would actually do their job. Every person that showed up at Tucker Carlson's house last night should have been in jail for at least 24 hours. Every single one of them. Every single one.
Yeah, because they said, you're not safe. They knocked the door in. This is dangerous.
Of course they're going to do it again. They don't face jail. They face...
Let me ask the cops this. What would happen to you if you're at work and your wife's there and 40 punks, a gang, show up to threaten your wife? What would you do? But it's... We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to take your calls.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on a mission.
Jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center. Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide...
You know, I kind of picked up the way you said, lies, 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 lies. Kind of picked it up a little bit of a ministry thing, or was I just imagining that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Old Al, he's a piece of work.
I love that you have that sense, Alex. It's one of the things that is remarkable about you, the way that you know, when you're coming back from the breaks and you jump on the music and you use those lyrics and make it relevant to what's happening. It's amazing.
Well, you guys are amazing. I want to go to calls in the next hour. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, who's predicted a lot of this, is going to be joining us. We'll ride shotgun with him. But I want to be clear. I got called by the FBI after Vegas, and they said, how did you say Sunday night, I think they're bringing in Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces, and I think they'll attack a concert or a big event at, say, 10 o'clock at night? And I said, let me be honest with you. I just said that. It just came to me. And they said, okay, well, now we're going to tell you that the guy had ISIS and Al-Qaeda paraphernalia in the room, and it was an arms deal, and there were Saudis in the country, and they used this as a way to get weapons. He was already basically working for the CIA. They didn't go all the way the rest of the way. Then the CIA came and gave me a visit, and they told me the rest of the story. That's how that works. You know, pieces. See, I'm not on air saying that to act cool. This happened. Okay. And it's the same thing here. It's like God's not going to put us in a position and not have somewhere the truth comes out. And it's not just me. Soros has overthrown more than 20 countries. Five or six just the last five, 6 years. He has a blueprint. He brags that he overthrew Ukraine. He caused riots. He had people shoot police. He did it. He overthrew it. And so now he's funding through his son Alexander, who's kind of taking over, these riot groups, and they're attacking, and they're saying, we're going to go dox houses, and then we're going to kill people. And then I know from other sources, they're just a cover for real teams, because if they're going to try to kill Trump, they're not going to leave Sean Hannity and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Matt Drudge around. They're not going to have these little meth heads of the decoys. They're the guy they blame. But the real teams are warmed up and ready. The fact that they ordered this morning, with Eric Holder involved, 900 teams to go dox everybody's house, that should create the smoke, which means they are close to trying to kill the president. Now, I didn't just say this now. The video I did 3 months ago where they said Jones doesn't get battle rivals for the press, never said it. They never played it. It was a message of the president, 25 minutes long, laying all this out. And now I look back on it from my sources and everything else. That's what scared them. 95% of it is what they've said and what they've done. The other 5% is the ether. And it is like Oracle level because I say it and it's what happens hours before it happens. So I don't know what's going on here, but it scares them. What do you guys think?
Well, I think actually I'm glad that you brought up Ukraine because I think that's actually a key situation to learn about. And then
well, Soros overthrows governments.
But that's what they're about to do here. I mean,
yeah.
Let's not forget there were quote unquote shootouts. It wasn't really a shootout, but they had people getting sniped basically. And they say, oh, where is this coming from? And then all of a sudden these two groups started fighting and fighting and fighting. And it turns out it was just some provocateur sitting on top of a building just shooting people. That's what Soros is going to do here next. And he's got his Antifa groups lined up. So he'll say, oh, the rivals say, oh, it's Antifa. And you have the Patriots over here, and they'll say, oh, it's the Patriots.
So they can have a Patriot cell and claim they came out because of Antifa.
And then they'll have some guy, you know, standing off in a tower with a rifle mowing everybody down. That's what Soros...
Yeah, so, exactly. People ask how we know this. They do it over and over again. Michael, so gut level, what do you think? Because I just, the energy level now is just insane.
Well, the one thing that pops into my mind is every time you hear Alex Jones, InfoWars, it's followed by conspiracy theory. So it's putting it out there that, okay, anything coming from this outlet or anybody, anything associated with it is not true. And then my mind goes to all of the news and information that's come out, even a mainstream media about what's happening in China and the credit scores and all of the concentration camps, the re-education camps that they're putting people in. And so everybody here, or not everybody, you know, the leftists, the progressives.
Slow down. Say that again. They announce social scores and start putting people in concentration camps, and it's even in our news.
All over the news. And then you have all these leftists, these progressives who hardly know that the sky is blue, don't know that there's anything else happening in the world, are being the foot soldiers to usher this 1,000 years of darkness into this country. And they have no idea that when the guillotine starts to fall, we'll be the first, you know, few waves to be taken. And then they're next. They don't understand that. They don't understand it because
they don't get how hard people fought to create a beachhead of freedom.
They have no idea. They have no idea.
Well, they never studied the French Revolution. I forget the exact quote, but it's, you know, the guillotine lusts for blood. You know, that once the guillotine starts working, it doesn't matter whose blood, it just wants the blood.
Well, here's the deal. They bash the West all day because we are the folks that ended slavery. We're the folks that actually, where women got the right to vote. We're people that put women on a pedestal. And we have a conscience, so they can manipulate our conscience to feel like, well, yeah, we're not perfect, when meanwhile it's pure barbarism and the left fighting the Arab state, the Muslim state, all this, it's just insane. I want to go to phone calls here, but ladies and gentlemen, the country isn't a civil war. It isn't a civil emergency. It's under attack from every angle. The press is under attack. Free speech is under attack. But the good news is we're actually winning because God's not going to sit here and leave us without the tools to deal with it. We have free will. And you look at Trump, it's not about getting down on my knees to Trump. I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. I know how he's been persecuted. I know what he's really done. He's just trying to get better trade deals and empower us, make us believe in each other and come together. And they're saying that's bad. And if we reject this, it's God giving us a choice. If we reject it, like you said, 1,000 years of darkness, Michael Graves.
Owen and I were talking, and I had the opportunity to visit Auschwitz and Birkenau a couple months ago when I was in Europe. And we were talking about the feeling that
my mother said, "Oh, I've been to the Coliseum. I've been to other places where hundreds of thousands died." She said, "Visiting Auschwitz and places like that, literally, she couldn't breathe and had to get out."
I had a panic attack and I had.
I didn't even know that.
I had a panic attack and I had to leave. I was weeping and crying. I went into one of the intakes, and there were just piles of shoes and hair and pictures of children and just normal people that were going about their lives. And then George Soros came along and all the evil. It's the same evil. It's the same evil that's been that rears its head throughout human history. And what's happened in this country to a lot of the people that are out there pushing against us is that part of history, that part of the world is gone. And so they can't use that. They don't use that in their
campaign. And it's worse than that. They say we're the Nazis.
That, right. But that's the thing. They have no idea what Nazis are. You know, you talk about World War II. You talk about any of it. Any example of totalitarian, authoritarian evil. And it's like it's the same thing as watching Netflix to them. It's just fake.
There's also the super ultra right wing lies and hates Israel and hates Jews and says, you know, I work for them, all this. My grandfather was in North Africa in the Army Air Corps, and they did his missions, and then he was an officer in the Army. And my other grandfather was in the Army Air Corps in Europe as well. And I talked to all the other guys who used to come to our ranch. They're all dead now, these World War II vets. I'd always ask for World War II stories. They wouldn't tell me. But the few times they did, they were like, man, you're talking about miles of starving and dead people, dead bodies everywhere, huge forced labor camps, dead people piled up. We had to bury them with bulldozers. There were blackbirds everywhere eating people. There were dead babies everywhere. Super hot women would come out and, like, flash their breast at you in a fur coat, then pull a machine gun out and try to kill you. It was cuckoo land. And then I see the Nazis saying, oh, no, Hitler wasn't bad. He didn't kill anybody. Dude, 30-plus million Russians died, 22 million Germans, millions of Jews, millions of Poles, almost a million Americans, yes, a million Brits, yes, World War II happened. It did. It happened.
Not too long ago.
Stop denying it.
Right, not too long ago. Our grandparents remember.
Many of them fought, even. But, you know, Alex, it almost seems trivial at this point, and we'll talk about it on the other side, but there's still mass genocide going on in this country every day. It's called abortion. And...
tell us right now. I almost forgot. You guys have a great demonstration, a couple of them coming up. Tell us about that.
So this Saturday, we're doing a flag lay at a cemetery here in Texas. It's the Texas State Cemetery, 909 Navasota Street in Austin, Texas. Michael will be there. It's the Marines' birthday. We're going to do a flag lay on the veterans' graves. Then after that, we're going to the Planned Parenthood here in South Austin on Ben White Boulevard. It's the biggest Planned Parenthood in Austin, and I'm having a stop government funding of abortion rally outside of that Planned Parenthood. I have people traveling from all over the states to...
We've been talking about this for a while. Everybody, I'm going to come out, tell folks again.
This Saturday, the stop government funding of abortion rally... at the South Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard. We're going to be there at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock this Saturday. Stop government funding of abortion.
And where do people go on InfoWars.com? Well, we're going to come up with specifics for folks. Stay with us. Fourth hour, Matt Bracken and both these great guys. Straight ahead. I'll talk about Ted Nugent, too, on the other side. Stay with us.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.